LYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect would like to thank Essenmacher Family Dental for their support of KLYT, with services including children's dentistry, preventive dentistry, and more. Their new Albuquerque office is located at 8310 Palomas Avenue Northeast, Suite C, 505-372-0086, or online at essenmacherdental.com. Let me pause and say thank you to Steve Ryman. Steve's getting us in and out, and we have guests that are filling up the studio, and now we have new guests filling up the studio, Paula Gonzalez and Rebecca Otero. They're with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
And you got an exciting thing coming up Friday. Paula, tell us what that is.
Yes, we do. CareNet is having our annual Laugh for Life event coming up on Friday, October 22nd at Legacy Church. It's located on the central location, the main campus, and everyone is invited.
Legacy's always getting those fun events that you guys hold.
Oh, yes. They are.
What a blessing to make their beautiful facility available.
Absolutely.
So Central Campus, which is just a little bit west of Coors Road on Central.
That is correct.
You look for the dome, right?
That's right.
Is it Texas Orange still?
It is. It is.
Now,
yes.
That would only be fun for me if I knew Pastor Steve or Pastor Daniel didn't like the University of Texas. Then it would be really fun for me. But I'll have to find that out for the future.
That would be a good thing to find
out. And they will tease me, by the way.
Oh, good.
About whatever they can.
Of course.
So I can't give them too much fuel for fire. So tell us about the Laugh for Life event. It's going to be basically a comedy show. Who's invited?
Yes, everyone is invited. Bring your family. It is a family-friendly event. It is to fundraise our medical mobile unit. And we will have a comedian. And we will also have food trucks there. So come join us, because food and laughter, it just makes it all better. And then we're also having some prizes, raffling prizes. And we have a great amount of baskets that are going to be raffling. And some of them are worth over $350.
Nice.
Come, please. Bring your family.
You've brought Rebecca Otero. She's the newest medical mobile unit director. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, I want to quote something, because Dan Rosecrans, who's still with your ministry, running your men's...
Yes, our fatherhood program.
Fatherhood program. So Dan was also serving with the medical mobile unit. Mm-hmm. And I published something on Facebook that he said. He said that he was excited when he heard women in the medical mobile unit very enthusiastically say, "Is that my baby?"
Mm-hmm.
When you, through the medical mobile unit, provided an ultrasound for free. Now, I got to paint a picture before I ask Rebecca the question. You park that medical mobile unit next to the late-term abortion clinic. So a lot of these babies are pretty far along in terms of their development. And I got to imagine that is quite an adrenaline rush for a woman to actually see her baby.
Absolutely. And yes, there's a range from women just first trimester to third trimester going in there. And so when we have the opportunity to show them these ultrasounds and actually point out the spine, the brain, it makes it not that it's this baby is part of the woman, but it's inside the woman. It's a whole other person.
Yes. And there's a heartbeat too.
Absolutely. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I had five of those, so I got to see that five times. I still think it looks like an ink blot with a heartbeat, but that's I never could figure out, do you see the head here? And no, I don't see that, but I can see that heartbeat.
Mm.
And that's a person, like you said, Rebecca.
So,
Rebecca, forgive me, but I'm old, and you're really young. And you're someone's daughter.
Yes.
And you're on the front lines of, I think, a difficult place to be. What led you to run the medical mobile unit?
Honestly, it was God's calling. And I think all of us who have come to CareNet, it has the same answer. It was God's calling. And it really was a divine way that I did come to CareNet. It's a longer story, but it was just meant to be. And I've always had the passion for life. My mom had a pregnancy when she was 16 years old and decided to keep my brother. And that growing up hearing that story always spoke to me that, you know, my brother wouldn't have been here had she had an abortion. And so that led me to want to help save other people's brothers and sisters and daughters and sons. So,
yeah. Paul, I'm going to move this up the list because she just brought something up. Her 16-year-old mom is pregnant, yeah. Not planned.
Not planned.
Made a courageous decision to keep the baby. Can you walk us through some of the emotions that a woman... I mean, I think it's pretty emotional just to find out you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's unexpected, if there are circumstances, like let's say you're brought up in a church home, not supposed to be involved sexually, you're pregnant, you're afraid. There's actually a lot of Christian women that are getting abortions.
Absolutely.
And then living with the consequences of heartache until they can finally tell somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the emotion that these women experience is fear. Fear cripples us, you know. And anxiety and depression, and they feel like abortion is the only way out. And CareNet is here to give them those life-affirming options. And so they're just afraid to even tell their family for the judgment, especially raised in the church. You know, I keep saying 1 in 4 women in the church have an abortion.
Yeah.
And that's difficult to hear as a believer. It's difficult to know that there's a potential young lady sitting next to me at church that has had an abortion or even contemplating an abortion. And, you know, I have a daughter that had an unplanned pregnancy raised in the church. And I have a beautiful grandbaby girl. Nice. And, I love that she shared with me that because of the love that we showed her, that she was able to go through with it. And I love that. That's what God, Jesus tells us is to love, right?
Yes.
To love people. And we want to come alongside these women despite their choice. And we want to love them and walk through this journey with them.
I'm going to carry further what you just said. Somebody could make a decision after visiting CareNet.
Absolutely.
To terminate a pregnancy. Have a whole new set of emotions because they did that, and walk back into your ministry, and how are you going to treat them?
Oh, goodness. With great love. We do not judge them. We even tell them as they come in and they're abortion-minded that despite what they choose, that we will still be there for them. We have post-abortive mentorship. So we do not judge these women that are coming into our centers. If anything, we want to embrace them and love them and share with permission the love of Jesus. We share the gospel with them if they allow us. And we keep seeing, it's interesting because we keep seeing women from the church continually coming to CareNet that have been abortion minded, and then they decide and choose life. And we see that continually coming in. So it's in various churches. You know, they come from various churches. They will let us know from what church they're coming from.
So I guess I should ask you, maybe I should ask Rebecca. You just talked about your mom, 16 years old, unplanned pregnancy. You can make it and have a nice life even if you have a baby, right?
Absolutely. There's always support, whether that's from CareNet, whether that's from family members that they haven't even told yet and don't even know. They might be assuming the reaction, and there might be fear there, but it might also follow with love and understanding that this is their grandchild, this is their niece, this is their nephew. There's always support, and God always provides a way when there is no way.
Yeah. Tell us about the services that the medical mobile unit provides.
Absolutely. So we are very similar to one of the brick and mortar clinics. We offer the pregnancy test and the ultrasound, as well as STI, STD. And the idea for the medical mobile unit is to be mobile. And so we've gone to Taos. We will be going to Los Alamos, and we are able to reach these places in New Mexico that don't necessarily have ultrasound capabilities. And when, if a woman is abortion vulnerable or abortion minded, when they see that ultrasound, it's about 80% that they're likely to either choose adoption or parenting. And so that's kind of the goal of the medical mobile unit, is to reach those that are unreachable.
A picture is worth a thousand words.
Yes, it is. Amen.
I think that is just really fun to talk about that. Paula, what are the other services? I know you mentioned STD testing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you park the medical mobile unit, or at least one time prior to COVID, and you don't know how COVID's affected everything. Mm-hmm. I know you used to park it at the University of New Mexico.
Yes.
And test students. And I even heard, I think you shared this last time you were here, that you even have professors going in and getting STD testing. So
we don't discriminate.
Everybody's dealing with this stuff. But you don't charge the public for your services.
Nope.
So how are you supported?
Oh my goodness. We are 100% supported by people that have a generous and obedient heart to give to CareNet. We are not government funded, so we are dependent on people to give and support CareNet. And I mean, we are continually seeing people being obedient and giving, and we do. That's why we have this event on Friday as a fundraiser to fund our medical mobile unit.
Friday, Laugh for Life event, October 22nd at Legacy Church, 7201 Central Avenue. What time does it start?
It starts at 5:30. You can get there at 5:30 and start bidding on those raffles, and the program starts at 6:30.
Yeah, and it'll be a lot of fun. Do you have to buy a ticket in advance or do anything like that?
You do not need to register. No tickets in advance. You come and show up and have a taco or a burger and a specialty coffee, and then start looking at all our raffles. We have over 50 baskets.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Be a lot of fun. Paula Gonzalez and Rebecca Otero with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque with us. We'll have them through 2:00, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things related to life and relationship with God. Life does not always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KLYT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. KLYT presents the Bible School of the Air with a new time. Each Saturday, starting at 12, KLYT will present through the Bible verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith, Skip Heitzig, and Chuck Missler, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We will continue rotating through the Old and New Testament. Drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KLYT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Saturdays at 12 on 88.3 FM.
Crockpot or microwave? This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. I was talking to a mom of a junior high school student, and in her few words I could hear both hope and despair. Hope because of the young man that she longs for her son to be, and despair because she isn't seeing it right now. In a culture that screams microwave it, we've got to take the longer path of the crockpot. You see, we can eat pot roast from a microwave, but we all know that pot roast from a frozen dinner is a far cry from the way our moms made it. When God grows us, I've learned that He prefers to use the crock pot over the microwave because He wants the changes in us to become permanent and lasting. Even Jesus took the natural course of time to grow into the great man that He became. Luke 2:52 declares, Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people. Don't rush your child's development. Keep working with the freshest ingredients and consistently pour into your children the wisdom of God and a vision for what they could be as they grow.
You've been listening to Roger Patterson, author of A Minute of Vision for Men, a daily devotional available at visionforlife.org.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I am in studio with Paula Gonzalez. She's the executive director for CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. I guess we have to say hi to Stephanie.
Yes.
Stephanie Luke. She was the longtime executive director. Hope she's doing well. She's still here in Albuquerque.
She is still in Albuquerque.
Oh,
yes.
I'm glad she's doing
well.
We
miss her.
Yeah. Rebecca Otero is the newest medical mobile unit director. What would you be doing if you didn't work at CareNet?
Oh my gosh.
Would you be like Jonah and God's ready to come grab you?
I'd say so. I mean, in fact, I came from the University of New Mexico. I worked there for 8 years. And it was just God's timing coming over to CareNet. But honestly, if I wasn't here, I don't know where else I would be. But I'm glad that I don't have to think about that too much.
Skip Heitzik, the pastor of Calvary Church, has often said, look, when it comes to pastoring, if you can do anything else, go do it.
Yeah.
It's when you can't do anything else, that's when you know God's got his hand on you. And so it's exciting to have you in that position. But that, Rebecca, I went into dad mode earlier when I went into a question because I worry about what happens on the street because the medical mobile unit, you're parked next to an abortion clinic. You know, the world in movies would illustrate, oh, those mean Christians are yelling at people going in for abortions. That's really not true. There's just kindness and generosity and just an opportunity for a free ultrasound, maybe just to talk and pray with somebody because they're in a very pressurized situation. What a ministry you're called to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And in fact, we park our medical mobile unit director or the MMU in front of the late term abortion clinic on Tuesdays and Thursdays, as starting at 7 a.m. And we partner with a lot of other people who like to come and be a presence on the sidewalk. We have pastors that come. We have people who used to be medical professionals that'll come. And so far, it's just been essentially us being on the sidewalk and just trying to pray with people, trying to get people to come over. And in fact, this morning, we had about 11 young kids with us on the sidewalk. And it was very interesting. And the mother even explained this to us, that when the kids are on the sidewalk, that's when the men driving by will speak up and be a little bit more vulgar when the kids are there. So that just kind of shows the division that we are coming against on the sidewalk.
So men are vulgar when there's children on the sidewalk?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's conviction of the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm yes. Yes. You see a child right there and you're going into the clinic or dropping off their ladies, you know, at the clinic.
Paula, have you seen an uptick in abortions in New Mexico since the new laws were passed on abortion in Texas?
Yes, we have seen a lot of cars parked at the Southwest Women's Option. There was up to 19 cars several weeks ago, and that's a lot. As before, we would see 5-7 cars. Now we're seeing in the teens. And we do have a great story, though, that a young lady came in, was at the abortion clinic. And I want to let Rebecca share this story because she was there when this happened.
Absolutely. So it was one of our partners got to speak to the man who was there and said, if you bring the woman out to talk to us, we will give you $500. And so he did. And when we talked to the woman, she said she had twins. One was dead and the other had complications. And we begged her to go see our sonographer just to, you know, give her a reassurance of what might be going on. Long story short, she did go to see our sonographer and there was one viable pregnancy. And we were able to save her from going in and having her baby butchered at the abortion clinic. And it's just that people lied to her, and in order to save that baby, we were able to give her that ultrasound.
So I'm imagining that some people don't have the kind of medical care that a lot of people would be used to, you know, regular ultrasounds. And my daughter just had babies, had twins, had, you know, appointments every 2 weeks, and I'm just thankful to God that, you know, she had that medical insurance and we had the ability to do that. But there's other people that don't have that. You guys are stepping in and filling the gap there for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Everything is free for us. They come in, we give them free pregnancy tests, ultrasounds all through their journey, and we partner up with other nonprofit organizations, with Loveless. Loveless is one of them, where we partner up with them to help them through that journey and for housing or any other services that they may need. But CareNet also has, we provide them with diapers, formula, wipes, prenatal vitamins, and clothes for their baby. And so we have a program that's called Earn While You Learn. And in that process, they're able to get parenting classes on how to raise their baby, how to take care of themselves while earning baby bucks to come into our clothing closet to get clothing for their baby and baby necessities.
Paul, I'm hearing you, all these things you're doing. But yes. I need our listeners to make a connection here.
Yes.
They can come alongside you and help
Absolutely.
You with all of this.
There's a cost to everything, right? We say we have free services, right? Yes. But there's a cost, which means that that's where our supporters step in and they help us provide these services to our clients for free.
I have this gentleman named Brian Cochran. He's with John Moore Associates, and he told me something last week. He is a financial planner, certified financial mm-hmm. planner, and he said that we like to see people retire to something, not from everything. And I just think that there are people, especially elderly people. I shouldn't say elderly. I'm 63, so I guess I'm elderly. There are people that are retired that could be called to be part of CareNet.
Yes.
Or other ministries that we share, for that
yes.
matter. But you can use the baby formulas and the diapers and the clothes, and you can use volunteers to be with you out on the sidewalk with the medical mobile unit. How do people get involved with
yes,
those?
We have volunteer opportunities. They can go on our website to carenetabq.org to check out our volunteer page. They can also, we have some openings too, some staff openings. We're looking for medical people to come and join our team on staff. But we're always looking for medical people as well. Right now with Ms. Rebecca for the medical mobile unit, we're looking for a sonographer and a nurse, because that way we have a team for the medical mobile unit to go travel, you know, New Mexico to other pregnancy centers that don't have medical services. So therefore she and the team can just say, okay, this is where we're going to go. So yes, the supporters help fund us, our staff, the needs to bless these clients. And we are generous with these clients, just as generous as the supporters are with us. And we continue to pray that God would continue to tug in the hearts of people to give to CareNet. That's how generous we are with the clients as well. We believe we have to have our hands open when we bless them.
Additionally, you have four locations, four pregnancy centers in this area.
Yes, we have one in Rio Rancho, one in Moriarty, which I just came from there, and Los Lunas, and then Albuquerque, and our fabulous medical mobile unit.
You only drove the speed limit, though, to the radio station, right?
I'm not at liberty to discuss.
I busted her.
I don't think that was on here, Jim.
I've got some pastors, man. I'm calling them because it's, you know, I usually get everybody here about 15 minutes before they go on the air. And I've called some people at 2 or 3 minutes still. And I can hear that engine going, slow down, chill out. I'm just teasing you guys. You know, we got to have some fun because
yes.
you've got a laugh for life event coming
Absolutely.
Up this weekend.
Absolutely. We all need a laugh. Seriously, there's a lot of chaos and we need a laugh and food and some neat prizes. So come and join us. It's a free event Friday. It's starting 5:30. Event starts at 6:30. It's free. It's family friendly. We're going to have a great team. It's Derek Tennant and his sister, Julie Tennant. And I just think you guys are going to love them. I got to meet them a few weeks ago at our CareNet conference, and they're just great people.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And there's no charge for the event.
Charge.
I mean, you'd love for people to get involved, and there's ways to give pretty easily at carenetabq.com.
Dot org. It's .com is fine as well. It'll still,
works.
Yeah.
Okay. But so carenetabq.org, that's the website, and you can go to the events button down at the very bottom of the page. I tried to find that at the top.
No, it's at the top right, far right corner, and it's partners up at the top.
Now, I had Evangeline and Mike and Kayla, they were here from U-Turn for Christ. They said they're doing something with you.
Yes, they are. Yes, we are so excited to partner up with them. I can't wait to meet with them. We're going to try to get together in a couple weeks and see what God, they've done so much for CareNet as well.
Again, you all are on the front lines.
Yes.
As are U-Turn for Christ, and you're meeting with people where they are, and you're having an opportunity to share your faith with them. How do you measure wins, Paula?
Saving lives. Mm. We save lives. God saves lives, first of all, right? Yes. We're just the hands and feet of Jesus. And when a life is saved, it's worth. It's just like Jesus. He left the 99 for that one. We're going to do the same.
Paula, it's not just the babies you're saving, though.
No.
Because there's moms, and I've had a couple people from your staff come on the show,
mm-hmm.
say, I had an abortion, lived with it for 20 mm-hmm. years with guilt and overwhelming depression, and then Jesus set me free.
Yeah.
And you're saving a lot of people that way, too.
Yes, we're sharing the gospel. Every opportunity that we get, every client that comes into our centers, we ask for permission to share the gospel, and we have seen... There's a high number of clients that say, yes, you can share your faith with me.
Yeah.
And then they'll accept the Lord.
I love it. Rebecca, do you see anything but ink blots when you look at those ultrasounds? Because I don't get it.
I did it first. I was like, what in the world is going on? It looks like you're looking at the sky and the clouds and trying to piece together something. But since I've been able to see a couple, and our sonographers are very good at explaining what we see, I can tell a little bit now.
And the technology, I guess, has changed quite a bit. I mean, my youngest child is 21, and I was looking at some ultrasounds that my daughter, her recent birth, and boy, the pictures are... Even three-dimensional, crazy stuff.
3D, yes.
So for you to see a baby, another person living inside you, that changes a mom's perspective.
Absolutely.
We are excited. Don't forget, this Friday, 5:30, Legacy Church, 7201 Central Avenue. It's Laugh for Life with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Paula and Rebecca, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.